I've anticipated a day like this for several years now, and this is Sanctity of Life Day. It's celebrated in churches all over America. We typically will make mention of it. Sometimes we, actually a few years ago, I think I gave my message that morning down this focus and this direction, but we've never had a special guest come and someone especially that we have wanted to have here just to take the service and focus upon Pregnancy Care Center. How many of you are familiar with what is known as PCC right here in Springfield? Let me see your hand. Good. I'm glad. That's a lot of hands. That's a great, great, great majority, maybe 90%. Hopefully all of you know what Pregnancy Care Center is. If not, by the time you leave here today, you'll know. But it is a phenomenal ministry right here in Springfield, and you hear more about its background. But Cindy Boston, many years ago, along with a few here at Central and through the years, was involved. She was on the board of PCC and then later became the director and the CEO of Pregnancy Care Center. For over a decade, she has served in this role. When Carl and I moved here years ago, we had been involved in PCC out in Arizona. We were on the board of a local one there for several years. And just to see the work that Cindy had done, I was so blown away. I contacted them and said, you need to come to Springfield and see what is happening here. It is just an amazing work, and much of it is not just Cindy, and she'll be the first to say that. It's just a team of people that have come together. But there is a leader, and Cindy has done such a phenomenal job in her leadership through now over a decade. Their mission is to advocate, obviously, and help life be born rather than exterminated. And they have, over the course of the last decade or so, 265,000 young people have received service at PCC. 265,000 people. Can you say praise God for that? That is just phenomenal. Now Cindy is the vice president, one of the vice presidents of Heartbeat International. And actually Heartbeat, as she will share probably a little bit, it is, PCC is connected to it, but Heartbeat is all over the nation, it's international. Over 2,000 PCCs are involved with it and ministries like that. And so Cindy is going to be leaving us shortly, moving back to where she's from, Ohio. How many know God has to call you to Ohio? I mean, to go there, that's just crazy. But she's following a great call. And Cindy, we want to say we're proud of you and thankful. You've been a part of Central for years, and we love you, and we just thank God. We think you're an awesome lady. Before she will come, and when she does come to the pulpit this morning, I'm going to ask us to express our appreciation to her. This is actually her final formal duty as the CEO and director of PCC. And so it's kind of unique that it fell to today. Didn't plan that at all a year ago when we scheduled this day, and who knows what God was going to do. But I want us to welcome her in just a moment and let her know we appreciate the work she's done.
How to make a woman cry before she speaks. Thanks a lot. Well, I hope you got to see our show and tell out front. Some of you may have missed it the direction you came in from, but we have ICU Mobile out there. I hope you understand that's part of your ministry in the community. I love that Central is relevant, always being relevant in our community, helping the elementary schools, reaching out to the hurting. And that is one way that you are doing that, through Pregnancy Care Center. We're driving onto campuses like OTC, MSU. We're downtown near Rare Breed, and we're at the Hobby Lobby North. And then we go to a variety of other things and events. And that represents you. And miracles happen on that ICU Mobile just about every time it rolls into the community. It's wonderful. Well, you know, Pregnancy Care Center, you can't have a ministry like Pregnancy Care Center and not have a few funny things happen. Think about what we deal with, really. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. I remember one time there was a client who was upset, and she was pregnant, and she was really concerned about being pregnant, but it wasn't what you think it would be, what we thought it would be. She says she was upset because she would no longer be able to wear the roller skates to deliver the food at Sonic. So, anyway. And then there's the time when the nurse was delivering. We have professional nurses on our team. Cheryl Barrett, who is here, one of our staff members. They delivered the pregnancy test information, and the nurse was, you know, inquiring a little bit. She said, well, are you going to go tell the father of the baby? And she said, no. And the nurse said, well, why not? And she said, he's grounded. So, and then there's the time that our sweet little volunteer named Kim, who was extremely quiet, was answering the phone, and she was asked to describe how to change a diaper because there was a relative that had been left with the child just for a very brief time, and they just knew the baby wouldn't have a problem, but the baby did have a problem, and the diaper needed changing, and I wish you could have seen Kim describing, you know. Anyway, you get it. Pregnancy Care Center is a unique ministry, but I'll tell you, it's a kingdom work, and it's partly your work. So thank you. We have tremendous volunteers, former volunteers, board members, former board members, steering committee members, former steering committee members, and staff. If you are in, or former staff, if you're in any of those categories, please stand so this congregation knows that you are part of Pregnancy Care Center. Staff, former staff, board. If you've been on our team, please stand. Yes, look at these lovelies and handsome men and all of these great staff members way up there and board members. There's an army behind Pregnancy Care Center, and you're part of it. Thank you. Thank you when you've prayed, attended a banquet, walked for life, done the 5K run, or donated funds. Means so much to us. Heartbeat International is where I'm going, and I am going kicking and screaming, just so you know. Just to be clear, you know, when God calls you, sometimes it's not real convenient. When He calls you, sometimes the timing is not good. Sometimes you don't want to go. But God has been very clear with me. Heartbeat International advances life-affirming pregnancy help networks all over the world. More than 2,000 organizations like Pregnancy Care Center are associated with it, and they really make abortion unthinkable all over the world. More than 90% of the abortions happen outside the United States, so there's much work to be done. And the fun thing is, we do work with some missionaries out in the field across the world, and what a pleasure it will be to be able to do some of those types of things as well. Well, it's so fitting that I'm here today and that this is my final PCC event and requirement. It's with family, and I am so grateful to be here with you. You know, when I quit my job to help start the not-for-profit, they didn't have any staff, and they didn't have any money, and they even didn't have any offices, and so it wasn't a good prospect. It wasn't, you know, something that you thought, oh, yes, I'm going. It's going to be awesome. I mean, it was like an idea. And when you have something like that, it can be perilous at moments. The status of the community at that time was really great. Strong religious community, you know, headquarters of the Assemblies of God, churches every 3 or 4 blocks. I mean, this community is amazing. And it was at that time. But I'll never forget the chill that ran up and down my spine when a local youth pastor, not from this church, from another, when we were dialoguing about my past in pregnancy help work in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he said the words to me, well, we don't have a problem with unplanned pregnancy or abortion in our church. I don't ever see pregnant women walking around who aren't married. And I thought, well, that would be because they're not coming to the church anymore. That would be because they may be driving to the local abortion clinic that is doing 1,000 abortions every year on Cherry Street. I knew then that God needed to do something here. I didn't know that I would be such an important part or just part of the team when it happened. It was risky business, but people like Dr. Mark McCorkle, Zenas Bickett, and I just saw a picture of him at one of our events when I was going through cleaning up my files. Pastor David Flower, my actual home pastor from Dayton, Ohio, way back when, they all rooted me on. It was risky business then, and it's risky business now. When you save babies who represent the very heart and face of God, you're going to have a target on you. You're going to have a target on your family. You're going to have a target on your building. The price for doing kingdom work can be heavy at times, but that does not mean we should not do it. It means that God will give us what we need as we do it. The earthly reward is the face of every child that you saw. Some of those children literally would never have been born. Some of those parents would have never forgiven themselves for what they did. But they made great choices, and you helped that to happen. You love them back to wholeness through Pregnancy Care Center. Well, it's Life Month. And it's so critical that we always make time to look at life. Because when you get the life issue right, a whole lot of other things fall in line. Now, it's important for you to know that God is the God of our deepest need. And He loves us for who we are. That is a concept that is hard to believe. Do you have a hard time believing that at moments? You know your yucky stuff, right? Well, He does too. And He still loves you. He came for that. He knew that at some point when He was looking at the crowds that He was speaking with, He knew that they would need a cross. We all need a cross. And please know that today, as we're talking about this issue, that there is no condemnation from me. There is no condemnation from our Savior. He loves you. We love you. When you surrender your life to Christ, all sin is forgiven. And how grateful I am for that. Now, we must set aside time to look in the rearview mirror at times, you know, glancing back. You don't dwell there, but you use that as a point of reference in life. So we glance back at Roe versus Wade. In 1973, everything did change. Babies were no longer safe in the darkness of a womb. But, you know, that wasn't the first time that happened. The Christian community was grossly underprepared. I don't know about you, but I feel like we virtually remained silent and did not really comprehend what versus Wade would mean to our communities and to future generations. We're 60 million babies terminated and counting. I don't think any of us realized that was going to happen. We couldn't see it. But Psalm 139 gives us the view of the Master Creator. For you form my inward parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb, and I praise you, for I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You are wonderful, and so is every baby that has been created by our Heavenly Father. It took a brave group of people 23 years ago, just deciding. Have you ever been concerned about something, but you haven't decided? You haven't moved from concern to action. It took 23 years from the time Roe versus Wade was enacted for Christians to figure out what needed to be done. But I will tell you, people like Carrie Nernis, where are you, Miss Carrie Nernis? There she is. She was on the original steering committee that helped start Pregnancy Care Center, and our kudos are to you. They walked in and they said, okay, somebody needs to do something about this. Who's going to do what? That's where they started. I jumped on board after a couple of years, so I already had a foundation, and I was so grateful for that. Just imagine if you had a daughter before the year 2000 when Pregnancy Care Center opened. What would you have done with your daughter or your girlfriend or your granddaughter if she had found herself pregnant before 2000? Where would you have gone? What would you have said? Would you have known what to say? There was a gap in this community, and people like Carrie and others have helped fill it. You have helped fill it. I thank God for people who stepped up. You know, I thank God that they found me through a phone call that I was not supposed to receive. I thank God for churches like Central and individuals who have locked arms with Pregnancy Care Center and said, somebody needs to do something about this. And you have. You brought real solutions to the table. And because you've been involved, you've also helped advance the legislative aspect right here in the state of Missouri. We've gotten through the legislative process, more than 15 bills that protect women and their health, their minds, their emotions, and their hearts, as well as protects their babies in a greater way. You've helped do that. Thank you. Let's not forget that those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. We do not want to repeat what we have learned. We must glance back at history. We must also champion life. It's at the heart of God. Exodus 1 gave us a full view of his view of life. You know, the Hebrew midwives, they actually stepped in and disobeyed the king. Their lives were at risk. But they said, we fear God more than we fear the king. We will do what it takes to preserve babies. And which baby came out of that whole process? A leader, Moses. He helped save his people from that terrible regime. Championing life is at the heart of God. And just as God plucked Moses out of the river through the daughter of the king, which I think is rather comical that God would use the king's daughter, he is still doing that today. He's still plucking lives out of the perilous water today. We must not forget the power of one. It took one midwife to save one baby, who went on to become one leader that would change history. Those things are amazing. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I shaped you in the womb, I knew you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you. Do you realize that he has holy plans for you? I hope you do. He loves you. No matter what you've done, he has a plan to make good out of that. He has one holy plan for each of us. Well, the first year the center opened in 2000, it was a very eventful year. We were finishing up a construction project, which I should never have been allowed to oversee a construction project, okay? The building is still standing, however. The walls haven't fallen down. But in that first year, it got very, very busy. Our center exploded with growth. We were in the National Street property across from Mercy Hospital in the back of a building behind Subway. Awesome, right? 4 years, almost 5 years later, a former client came in and asked for me. And that always means one of two things. When a client asks for you, either A, you are in trouble, or B, somebody else has caused trouble and you get to apologize for them. So she came in and she told me her story. She said, I came one time, the power of one. I came one time, I saw one mentor coach, Nancy Lee, you're here, I see you. She was the mentor that met with this gal. This gal came in and asked for me because she wanted me to hear the story that she had been in an occult group, and her child was actually scheduled for child sacrifice. Hometown USA, headquarters of the Assemblies of God area, child sacrifice. I don't even know what to say about that, other than only God would snatch that child and use it all for good. Because she chose life, because she came to the center, she got enough hope to make a good choice, and she got married, she had another child, she's teaching Sunday school class now with her husband, but the reality says that shouldn't have been able to happen, but God. He does things like that in our lives, doesn't he? Things you couldn't orchestrate. Hollywood cannot write it that well. He saved that baby. The power of one visit, one volunteer at the time, one pregnancy center that's available to her. We saw a baby saved from a cult sacrifice because you cared and gave. Matthew West has a new song, and it says, as speaking from an unborn child viewpoint, I am in a story untold. The children on the screen got to tell their stories. It's amazing when you look at what God does with all that. Making abortion unthinkable, we've got to be about that, because we get that issue right, and everything else falls in line. It's amazing how it pulls together in our culture and our communities. There are three ways you could get involved. You could pray. You could talk about this life issue. Make sure people understand it. Jump on board and go back to the table or get on 417pcc.org to sign up for regular updates. You need to understand what is happening in this community regarding life issues, and Pregnancy Care Center is the leader. It's not a prideful thing I say that. It's only God that has done this for us. He's given us an amazing organization. I want to say thank you to Central Family. You've been with me down a lot of journeys recently. Thank you for stepping in the gap, though, for Pregnancy Care Center and the 9,000 children that have been saved since the year 2000. 9,000 babies. There's so much to do at Pregnancy Care Center, and it's not about me. It's about getting God's work done. It's kingdom work. It's God's work. It's holy, and it's noble because it's for the King. Literally, you are providing an avenue to save untold stories for the next generation. Cal Thomas recently spoke at our banquet, and he said something that resonated with me. When we work with Pregnancy Care Center, we literally preserve family trees. Thank you.
Wow. I'm going to ask you to prepare to give if you would like to give today toward Pregnancy Care Center. We're going to receive an offering in just a moment toward them. And you're under no compulsion to give, but if God touches your heart or you feel like you see it as a good place to plant some seed, I'd encourage you to. And by the way, don't belittle whatever offering it may be, small or great. God will use it. He'll multiply it. And we're going to ask him to do that. 9,000 babies in the time that PCC has been in existence here in Springfield. That would be to take this sanctuary, and if we literally sat just packed, I mean, as close as we could, shoulder to shoulder, and we filled this place and emptied it out and made sure the transition had enough time and then filled it again, shoulder to shoulder, every single pew, every single seat, and then emptied it out, and then we filled it a third time, and then emptied it out, and then a fourth time. That would be the number of lives that have been saved, little babies. Aren't you glad for those little children on the screen this morning? It's just incredible. And to think of what Cindy quoted, Psalm 139, the plan that God has for them. That is disrupted, that is cut off. We know the scourge of abortion, and as Cindy said today, there's certainly nothing but grace offered from this pulpit and from this church, that grace offered, because all of us have lived our journeys. But By the same token, aren't you thankful that PCC is down on the south end of town making a difference, not just for Springfield, but for our surrounding community? Many times in talking to Cindy, she will reference Southwest Missouri because PCC is making an impact on our whole region of multiple communities that surround Springfield as the hub. And Cindy, again, thank you. We say thank you for your faithfulness, and we know God is going to continue the work on, and we want to bless you in just a moment as we'll pray over you. But I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward if they would right now, and we're going to receive an offering. All of this will go to Pregnancy Care Center, and thank God for their work. I'd encourage you to give today. And if you're not able to give right now or prepared, then just to go ahead and go online this afternoon or whatever it takes, but to get the offering in, and we will pass it on. You know, Cindy mentioned a word multiple times, and I talked about it last week. We're going to talk more about it in the month of February in just a few weeks. But that is the word kingdom. You know, kingdom. We tend to be very church-focused, which is good. Thankful for what God's doing in our church. But it's about the kingdom. It's churches joining arms and hands and works like this. And everywhere, as we talked about last week, everywhere that Jesus went, it was the kingdom invading into Satan's kingdom. And I'm telling you, down here at the PCC Center, in that building, that is a beacon of light in the midst of darkness. When young ladies walk in there, young couples, whatever the situation is, you know, when they walk in, it is a matter of light flooding into darkness. It is a matter of life coming where there's potentially could be death. Folks, that's kingdom. That is what the kingdom is all about. And so the work there is a kingdom work. And don't you want to see Satan's dark kingdom dispelled and lose and the light of God's kingdom be in Springfield, Missouri? Amen? It happens through so many ways. Every local church, it's a part of his kingdom. Every ministry, it's a part of his kingdom. And certainly PCC is a great, great work. It's a kingdom work. And we want to give toward that today and thank the Lord for it. So would you pray with me? Father, we ask you to bless this offering. We just take time right now to thank you for the 9,000 babies that are now children, some of them teenagers, God, that were saved through the ministry, Lord, of churches linking arms and church people from different churches coming together, Lord. We're so grateful for the vision. Thank you for Carrie, one of our own members that was a part of that initial little group, God, and all the PCC members and board members or those at work that are a part of this church or are here visiting today. We bless every one of them and thank you for them, God. And we're grateful for Cindy, Lord, and her leadership, God, knowing it takes much more than just her heart and one individual. But God, you used her to lead a team and the great work that they have done. And we pray, Father, you will just bring the right person along to follow in her shoes now, Lord. And we ask for the blessing and the prosperity of Pregnancy Care Center for your glory and for your honor, we ask, in Springfield and surrounding communities, Lord. As well, Father, we ask you to bless Cindy as she heads out now with Heartbeat International. Lord, it's a loss in a sense here, and we feel that, we sense that in our spirits. But Lord, we pray that you will go with Cindy and you'll use her in this new position, and may she make a great difference there, Lord. And we thank you for what they are doing all throughout the world, God. We praise you for Heartbeat International. Bless their ministry, bless Cindy's work, and bless just every aspect of her life, we pray. And we give you praise and honor, Lord. And as Caleb and Josh remain here, God, I pray for her two sons that are like pillars in her life, Lord. May those two young men just continue to grow and find their way in you too, we pray, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, as we give, we pray that you'll bless this offering. We give cheerfully, we give happily, because we get to invest in a great ministry now for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand together as we give today, and let's sing together again, "How Great Is Our God." Let's worship as we give. Amen. God is great, isn't he? Aren't you thankful for the work of PCC? Amen. Let's sing it together. How great is our God. Let's worship him as we receive this. Go ahead, worship team.